Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Construction of the University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence at the Research and Education Center in Princeton is on schedule. Center Director Dr. Chad Lee says he's pleased with the progress since the groundbreaking in March.
So far, everything's on track, and we're pretty excited about that. They have got a lot of the new expansion under roof already, and so that's good. They're starting to put some of the fascia on, and by fascia, I mean some of the brick and stone and wood-looking finish. They've got some more work to do over on the lab wing in terms of getting that expansion done. But the goal is to have all of it under roof before we get into winter season, and I think that's good.
Dr. Lee says the initial part of the project involves the meeting room and offices.
Let me start by saying this whole thing's a people project, right? This thing was, what we're doing is expanding the meeting room area so we can have more people come in and visit us. We can do more specialized workshops and things like that. We're actually going to expand the office space. We're going to open it up and add space in for grad students, postdocs, lab technicians, plus have more office space for more faculty. And then we're also going to increase our space for laboratories.
He adds, once the building is under roof for winter, the next phase involves new lab facilities.
Our laboratories, we're going to completely gut and start over on them. Pretty much the whole building gets gutted and started over. And so when you walk into it next summer sometime, some of it will look somewhat familiar to you, but a lot of the interior is going to look extremely different than it did before.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Dr. Chad Lee says there will be a major move early next year.
We're hoping to start moving some faculty and staff around in January so that they can clear out of their current office space so that we can redo the offices. So there's a few disruptions along the way to people and workflows and things like that, but very encouraged about where we are.
He adds the plan is to be in the building by summer of 2019.
We're wanting to say early summer on it. We've been talking with Ag Development Board a little bit about it, and probably we'll do a ribbon cutting, we think, closer to end of summer, early fall, just to give a little bit extra buffer, and then also try to coordinate schedules and such, what makes sense for people to come down. And finally, what we're hoping to do is they could have their monthly meeting in the new facility as well. And so we want to make sure everything is up and running and functional for that.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.